We all reach a point where it hurts to continue, when it hurts to keep going. But do you want to know something? When you reach that point, that's when you really need to fight your hardest. When it hurts. When it hurts to keep holding on, that's when you need to hold on a little bit tighter. You know I'm a Christian, and you know I believe in God, and if you don't, that's okay. But one thing that I've learned is sometimes God has to put you at the lowest point of your life in order for Him to really help you how He needs to. And I know that seems so unfair. It's confusing. But it's easier to let God help us when we're doing good. It's easy to let God help us when things are going good, when life is good, when we're not worried, when we're not stressed, when we're happy. But sometimes it's hard to have that faith in Him when we're not okay, when you're not okay. So right now, you're at a point where it hurts to keep holding on. But this is the point where you need to have so much faith. I need you to have faith in yourself. I need you to have faith in the Lord. Because there's one thing that I know for certain, and He's never going to break you to hurt you. He never will. Life is hard. And society has a good way of making it seem like life is easy. And it's not normal to show emotions anymore. And we have to be these hard, cold people who are emotionless and we don't show vulnerability. But that's not what life is. Life does hurt. There's going to be many points in your life where you should cry and you should feel, and you should feel angry and hurt and sad and scared and confused, because that's what life is all about. It's about that, but it's also about the good things too. The smiles, the laughs, the joy, the happiness. Life, there's no instruction manual that comes with it, and that's the hard part. You just literally have to go with the flow and have faith in the highs and the lows. That's the hardest part, is having faith in something that you can't see. When your mind takes you to a place that's so dark and so scary, having faith seems impossible. Happiness seems so far away. It's almost like you don't even remember what it's like to feel peace, to feel joy, to feel the clearness in your mind. And when your mind gets to a place where it's so loud and it's so heavy, you don't remember what it feels like to not feel like that. But little do you know, that's right around the corner for you. But you have to have faith. You have to have faith in what you can't see. Because you can have the best things right in front of you. And that's really not the best things, really. Like, not everything that you want are all the things that you need sometimes. So, I don't know. I feel like this is around the time where seasonal depression comes around. You know, if you come from trauma, or you don't have parents, or maybe siblings, or a lot of family, holiday season is always just really hard. It brings up things that you tuck away throughout the rest of the year. Things that you have to face. You have to see families around each other. And it brings things up. It brings this loneliness that kind of isn't there throughout the rest of the year. And it's a loneliness that you have to face. And because of that, that can bring depression and anxiety. Holiday season can trigger people. Maybe it's triggering you, maybe it's not. Maybe you're just going through something. Either way, you're going to be okay. And sometimes it's so easy to get super pessimistic when you're not okay. There's a lot of times where I get trapped in this place where I can't even remember what it feels like to be happy. And if I'm going to be completely transparent with you, I'm going through that right now. I am in a very dark place. I feel very alone. I have no idea who I am, what I stand for. There's this question that keeps popping up in my head, and I've been thinking about it the past few days. It just comes in my head so often, is what's my truth? What's real within me? Who am I? And that's been coming up so much. And because of that, it leaves me even more confused and lost in my life. It takes me to a place where I'm almost numb, because I don't know the answers to those questions. What is my truth? I don't know. Who is the real me? I don't know. I don't know. And that's a scary place to be. The unknown is by far the most terrifying thing you can ever feel. Not knowing. And you know, I have this thing with control. I like to be in control. I like to know when things are going to happen, how they're going to happen, why they're going to happen. Just in life and in terms of myself, I like to know the reason why to everything. So when I'm put in a place where I don't know why I'm feeling like this, or why I'm in such a dark place, or what led me here, it eats me up. And it scares me, because I always know. I always know my triggers. I always know why I'm feeling a certain type of way, but right now I don't. And I know there's a lot of other people who are in that place too. So I just want you to know that you're not alone. You're not alone in the fight that you go through. And sometimes battles feel so lonely. It feels like you have a whole war going on in your mind, and you're getting beat down, cut, scratched, kicked, and you're just taking it, and you're fighting back, and you're fighting back, and you're fighting back, but eventually your knees hit the ground and you fall. But the thing about falling is, at least for me, I know I have the strength to get back up. Even if I don't feel like it, I know I do. And you do too. When we're low and we're not doing good and we're not being kind to ourselves, and honestly, when we're bullying ourselves, it's easy to forget how strong you actually are. But there's something that I want you to remember. All the times that you got to your knees and you fell to your knees and you were beat down, you got up. It may have taken you a while. It may have been hard and exhausting and scary, but you got up, because you're still here. There's so many people who fight mentally battles that didn't make it, that couldn't get back up. But you did. You did, and you're still fighting. And I want you to be so fucking proud of yourself for that. Because there's people who didn't make it out alive. But you're doing it. And that alone should tell you just how strong you are. You're going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. We're going to be okay. I want you to be gentle with yourself right now. And that's a reminder for me too. It's hard to be your own self-advocate and to also be your own critic, because both are very strong, and you criticize yourself so much, and what you could be doing, and the things that you're not doing, and what you could be doing better, and the things you have planned. And on the other side of you, you're like, I can do this, I can do this. But sometimes one is a little bit louder than the other. And right now, I need you to tell your inner critic to be quiet, to hush, because you need to advocate for yourself right now. You need to be your own biggest supporter. I mean, I need you to be so obsessed with cheering yourself on that nothing else even matters. Because it's true. Nothing else does right now. The only thing that matters is that you take care of yourself right now. I love you. And you're gonna be okay. I will talk to you soon.